Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction, now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.
What it is, it's your audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying a different setup. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, the Professionally Silly channel, you can see that I have my Shure microphone out. I got a couple of lights. I'm actually standing. You can't tell, but I'm not wearing any pants. All right, I'm lying about that. I'm wearing some Daisy Dukes. So I'm lying again. April Fools. What are we going to discuss today? Well, allow me to tell you. One thing's for sure. We can now make our laptops moan in pleasure without porn. I know that sounds crazy, but it is a thing. Also, Megan Thee Stallion and Nickelback have joined forces. Things are about to get real. We're also going to talk about a man that was stuck in an elevator for 41 hours. Just random fun per the usual. This is what we do here. So if you heard last week's episode, I got a chance to share the live audio from my first ever live show at TFK, Troy Lowney Fusion Kitchen in Stockbridge, Georgia. And it was a really good time. I was kind of shocked with the amount of people that showed up. I didn't expect, well, I was hoping for at least two, as I mentioned, and I got more than that. So it was a really good experience. I'm looking forward to doing it again, which, by the way, as a reminder, if you want to join on in, every third Thursday of the month, I will be doing a live podcast episode at TFK, Trey Lowney Fusion Kitchen in Stockbridge, Georgia. So if you missed the first one, there will be more in the future. Also, in other news, some fun things happened recently. I was on the radio. Now, I know I work at a radio station, so you're probably like, ooh, shocker. But it's really cool because I was on two different radio stations in about 2 weeks. And so what happened was I got to join Q99.7's The Kristen Show. And if you have been listening to my podcast before, you know that I used to work for The Burt Show. And that was also on Q99.7. Burt retired after 25 glorious, amazing, talented, hilarious, heartwarming, creative years. And that was a lot. And I meant every word. I really did. And Kristen was, you know, his co-host on one of his co-hosts on the show. And so she now has her own show on the midday on Q99.7 called The Kristen Show. And I got a chance to go on there and shout out my first live podcast. That was really dope. Here is the audio with me on The Kristen Show.
Atlanta's Hit Music Q99.7. We are continuing my tradition I got going on here. Where Are They Now? Burt Show Edition. And right now we get to check in with Amber. What's up, girl?
Hey.
Well, what's funny is you haven't moved far. You literally just moved across the hall.
Yeah, moved across the hall, still getting up super early.
Right? So yeah, Amber is our board op here on Q99.7 in the mornings.
It's like super exciting because I needed a job, got a job, and there's still so much to learn. So I feel very blessed.
What else are you doing outside of radio? Because I know you got signed to Burt's podcasting company, Pioneer, and you are rocking your own podcast.
The Professionally Silly Podcast, available everywhere podcasts we found. And actually something real exciting is happening is tomorrow, I'm actually having my first live podcast show. And I am super excited about it.
Tomorrow. Perfect. Okay. So where is it going to be? What time? Give us the deets, girl.
Well, it's going to be at this place called TFK, Trelawney Fusion Kitchen in Stockbridge, Georgia. So shout out to the South Side.
We love us the South Side.
The doors open at 7 p.m. There is no cover charge. It's going to be a live podcast. If you want to show up, be prepared to be recorded and filmed because it's going to be a good time. And it's also ladies' night. So coming out, eat, drink, and laugh.
You planned that accordingly, didn't you, friend?
I don't know what you're talking about, Kristen.
how is your dad doing? Your dad is like a sweetheart.
He is. He's doing really well, keeping himself busy with our nonprofit and all the things that we're doing with our family. We have a new cat now. Her name is Bagheera. Love her. And it's one of those things where the house just kind of keeps going, and I'm finally figuring out how to organize and manage my time now. And I'm feeling so much better about it.
Good. Yeah. I know it's always like an adjustment when there's a big change. I mean, I felt the same thing. But you do also feel when you start to get into a new groove.
Yes, for sure. Now that I've gotten to know what you guys are talking about behind the scenes in the radio world, I actually feel kind of smart now, too.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling pretty good. I know all the terms now. I feel smart.
You know, you got this. Your radio IQ has gone through the roof, right?
Yay me, man.
But still love that you're a part of the Q99.7 family.
That means a lot to me, coming from you, Kristen, because you were definitely one of my favorites. Don't tell her.
Oh, no, girl. When I see him this weekend at his wedding, I'm telling him that. Thank you very much.
I got to tell you, it was so dope being on her show. She was doing this segment that was going on for about a week, I believe, where she was actually hitting up all of the past members of the Bird Show and seeing how we're doing, where are they now type situation. And I know I had this thing with like just feeling like I'm not as important as everybody else. And it has nothing to do with any member of the Bird Show or anyone in my life in general. But I am working on my self-confidence of realizing that, hey, I also matter. You know what I mean? But I was, for some stupid reason, I was shocked that she reached out to me to join in on that segment because, again, I need to work on my on believing in myself, if you will. But I was shocked that she asked me, and I felt seen and I felt heard and I felt included, and that was dope. So shout out to Kristen. Love her. Kristen Clean Churn. Gracie Winner. Hello. You could tell. Yo, she's got some chutzpah. Did I use that word right? I hope I did. I also got a chance to join on the Kincaid and Dallas Morning Show, which was really dope. And they're on the New Country 101.5 station here in Atlanta. So I got a chance to discuss one of my previous jobs as a flight attendant on their show. And here I am on the Kincaid and Dallas Show.
I had no idea the people you work with. I had no idea, Amber, that you had this job. You were a flight attendant in a past life, and now you're one of the producers in the building. It's Kincaid in Dallas. Amber from across the hall joins us. Amber, we were talking about this unfortunate incident that happened on a British Airways plane, 14-hour flight to Hong Kong, and a woman passed away 1 hour into the flight. When you were a flight attendant, what did they tell you? What do you do when someone passes away?
Well, they trained us. Now, this was like back in like 2018, something like that. But they trained us to do everything we could to make sure that the passengers weren't aware that somebody was dead because it freaks people out, obviously. Nobody wants to be near a dead body. But they said to put a blanket over the passenger if you can.
Mm-hmm. That's what we have been told.
Yeah, sunglasses, eye covering in case you make it look like the person is asleep. The only time that we had to, or if the person is like, you can clearly see that they're gone and they have a passenger sitting next to them, we can, if we have other seats, move that passenger someplace else. And if it's really serious, we can move the body, or I'm saying we like I used to do.
Yeah.
I still do it. You can move the body into the galley, depending on the size of the flight.
Okay. Wow.
Depending on the size of the flight. Yeah.
But
some of the galleys are really small, though. So.
Well, the bad thing about this is they put her in the galley in the back, and the floor was heated, and so it started smelling.
Oh, yeah. In the back is not the place where you do that.
Yeah. So,
that's gross.
I know. We just had so many questions about when it happens. If the person is by themselves, that is one thing. Mm-hmm. But if they've got family members, you know they're going to be hysterical.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you something. Flight attendants wear a lot of
hats.
Y'all
do
hats.
A lot. I give you so much credit
for what you did. No doubt.
Oh, which, by the way, fun thing that you may not know, flight attendant, at least they could when I was there. They can accept tips. I used to give tips as a flight attendant.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Who did you fly for? I want to know.
I used to do ASA, but then they merged with United.
Okay.
ASA doesn't exist anymore. I think it was like Atlantic State. But I used to work with them. And they had
what was the best tip you ever got? And what was it? Was it like food or stuff or money?
It was money. The best tip I ever got was $60.
$60?
Nice. Yes.
That was back when I was sexy.
What's the craziest thing you witnessed when you were a flight attendant?
That you can say on the radio.
I think the craziest thing that I've seen, I mean, obviously passengers' behaviors, but the things that people leave behind on planes is crazy. One time this guy left an entire full bottle of Jack Daniels and an uneaten Big Mac.
What?
Really?
Yeah. That's so bizarre.
I kept the ball of Jack, threw the Big Mac away.
Yeah, as you should.
One last question for you, Amber. Mm-hmm. Did we make your demo?
Absolutely.
Amber, thank you for coming in from across the hall. I appreciate you very much.
So yeah, I bet you guys did not know that. We want to do our best. I'm saying we, again, like I work for them, but we don't want to freak passengers out. You know what I'm saying? Being on a plane with a dead body is probably not like the best way to travel. And we also don't want to start a mass panic as well. So I kind of get, you know, why they trained us to do the things that they trained us to do at that time. A lot of things happened in the last couple of weeks. I was also kissed by a random older white woman. Yes, the most sexual contact that I've had in a long time. Allow me to explain to you what happened. So I'm getting off work from the station, which, by the way, I am now a part of the Q Morning Crew, which is the morning show that is taking the Burt Show hours. They are the new morning show we just started this week. Really excited about it. I'm no longer a board operator for Q99.7, but I will like do it every now and then if they ever need me to like step in or whatever. But my job now is I screen the calls for the morning show. And I'm also the one who is doing the social media for the show as well. So I'm excited. This job is actually going to be more fun than doing the board. I'm really super thrilled. And I feel so blessed that I'm still employed, especially in dealing with how the world is right now. It's just nice to have a paycheck coming in. You know what I mean? Oh, so yeah, I was kissed by this woman and I was getting off work and I was going into the elevator to go downstairs to my car and she was already in the elevator. And you know when the elevator doors open and you just assume that's your floor? That's what she did. She started to step out. She was like, oh, this isn't the right floor. And so she looked kind of confused and I asked her what was going on. And she said that she had had a horrible day. She had just had surgery. Her car was in the shop and she was looking for this tax business or whatever that was in our building, some sort of tax firm, you know, because it is tax season, y'all. If you haven't done your taxes, get that done. Anyways, I asked her the name of the company and she told me, and I said, well, let's go downstairs and look at the directory and see if we can find it together. So I ride the elevator down and she's telling about how horrible of a day she's having. Mind you, I get off work at 10 a.m. Okay, it's not even noon yet, and she's having a shit day. You know what I mean? So anyways, we go to the directory. We are looking for the business, the name of the business that she's looking for, but I don't see it. So I said, you know what? Let's go to Google Maps, you know, the Google Maps app. I use that to find everything. And I typed in the name, found it. Turns out she is in the right building. I call the number, and they're like, yeah, we're on the third floor, but we just have a different name for our company now. And I was like, oh, okay, well, this woman was looking for you, and she couldn't find you, so I helped her find you guys. She's on her way up to the third floor right now. And she was like, and the lady was like, okay, cool. So after we end the phone call, she's super excited. She's thanking me. And then she randomly, because she's a little bit shorter than me, pulls me down to her level and kisses me on my cheek. It was just so random. I guess also because she was an older white woman. And in the climate that we're living in today, I can't help but be very weary of like white strangers that I don't know because I don't know if they're going to fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not only am I black, I'm also gay. And it's very easy to see that. So I'm always kind of concerned about how they're going to react to me. So I tend to proceed with caution. And I'm sure my listeners of color know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Got to be careful. But I think, and also, I think she was going through the same thing because we are living in a world today where people aren't as kind as they used to be. And it may have been shocking, surprising, or whatever word you want to use, that someone was willing to stop and help her out. Because I got to say, I feel like kindness is kind of hard to come by these days, and that kind of sucks. So, and I didn't mind that she kissed my cheek. It didn't bother me or anything. Like, I'm not one of those don't touch me kind of people. But it did kind of take me, like, off guard. Like, whoa, what? But I think she was genuinely, like, overwhelmed with graciousness, if that makes sense. And that was how she wanted to thank me. And that was really sweet of her. And I got to tell you, fam, like I said before, it's been a while since I've had a date. I almost asked this grandma out. I was like, listen, lady, if you want to go ahead and grab a drink real quick, you know, it's been a minute for me. So that was interesting. I'm finally glad that I had, you know, bodily contact with another woman. It was nice. I did wish for that, but I should have been a little bit more specific in my wish. You know what I mean? All right, guys, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review, because that is the best way to support this podcast. Honestly, there's no other way. So if you want me to do well, I'm going to need you to drop them 5 stars. If you don't want me to do well, then you probably hadn't gotten this far in the episode. You probably already moved on. Don't forget, guys, on Spotify, you can comment below each of the episodes that you listen to. And I genuinely am pretty good at responding to those. So go ahead and check those out. And to be real with you, the best way for my content to thrive is engagement. So if you're commenting under the YouTube video, you're clicking the thumbs up button, you're commenting on Spotify, you're leaving reviews, 5 stars, all those things, that's engagement. And that's super helpful. And also, for some reason, that feeds the algorithm and they will start suggesting me, my little podcast, to other new ears who haven't had a chance to experience all this silly. All right, guys, coming up next, a new Have You Heard About? Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about Megan Thee Stallion and Nickelback are giving us the collab that I did not know that I wanted? I gotta tell you, it is dope. Not only did they give us a random, hilarious, fun music video, and I'm assuming song, it's gotta be on Spotify or Apple by now, but anyways, Megan Thee Stallion and Nickelback joined together so that they could make beautiful, luscious, fun music for Cheetos. Yeah, Cheetos. We're talking about the Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle Cheetos. I don't know if you guys have had that before. I have not. I knew that they existed. I did know that they left, but apparently they are back, and they came with some junk in the trunk, if you will. And by junk in the trunk, I'm talking about Miss Megan Thee Stallion's booty. Yeah. This is why I'm single. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. That clocks. So if you have not had a chance to hear the song, obviously I can't play it here, copyright and all that shit, but check out the Cheetos Instagram. I'm pretty sure Megan Thee Stallion has posted something on her Instagram, the same thing with Nickelback. So it's not hard to find. And I'm going to have to go ahead and check out these Cheetos, fam. If you have had the Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle Cheetos, let me know in the comment section if you're watching this on YouTube, or hit me up in the DMs or whatever. Let me know. Have you had them? Do you like them? Do you fuck with that? I don't know. I guess I would try it. I'll try that. If you are a supporter of my YouTube channel, then you know that reference I just made. Yeah. Have you heard about being able to make your laptop moan without porn? Yeah, I know that's a strange thing to think about, but apparently this is something that we wanted. I don't know. But I actually got this from the Instagram page at Dexter2, and there is a new app that is called Slap Mac. Okay, and it makes your MacBook moan when you slap it. So if you have a MacBook, I have one, I'm thinking about checking it out, I ain't gonna hold you, but if you have a MacBook, there is an app called, again, Slap Mac. So Slap Mac, what it does is it actually uses the MacBook's motion sensor to detect impact. And so what this does is this actually triggers the range of sound effects that it actually has when you hit your device. According to the developer, making your MacBook moan didn't really take much. But they were also kind of like shocked at how well that it did. So if you want to try it out yourself, I think you have to go to like the Slap Mac website to actually download it and pay. I think it's like $5, but I'm thinking about doing it because apparently it actually does like different kind of sounds. Sounds like these.
Okay, so this is my new favorite app. It's called Slap Mac. And
privilege. It's basically you slap your mask and it makes sounds. And there's different sound packs too. So you can do... It's my favorite thing ever. The goat one. And it also counts how many times you've slapped it. 5 stars. Best app ever.
If you want to make your laptop moan, you know what to do. Just go ahead and download the Slap Mac app. That say that fast 3 times. Slap Mac app. Slap Mac app. Slap Mac app. Hell yeah. I was a theater major, so it's kind of hard to catch me not nail a tongue twister. Okay. Oh, and if there's anyone listening to this right now who has actually tried this app, please let me know how that was. All right, listen, if you have ever complained about being bored, you can never complain again, because I know a guy who was stuck inside of an elevator for 41 hours. Coming up next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. A man trapped in an elevator for 41 hours. I can't even imagine how difficult that must have been. This is coming from abcnews.com. Byline is Rich McHugh and Joanne Brady. They're the ones who actually did the research for this amazing story. Let's go ahead and get into it. So this is about Friday night around 11 p.m. October in 1999. Now, in 1999, I was in 8th grade, I believe, either 7th or 8th grade. And times weren't great. Middle school sucked. I hated middle school. High school was a lot better, but it wasn't at the same time. Anyways, a guy named Nicholas White got stuck in an elevator inside a high-rise office building in New York City. Now, we all know that these buildings are super tall in New York. There's a reason they call them like high-rises. This building was called the McGraw-Hill Building. All right. Now, I'm talking, this building was literally over 40 stories high. All right. This man went missing inside of this building for 41 hours and nobody noticed for days. All right. So here's how it went down. So Nicholas worked for Business Week inside of this building, and this was on the 39th floor, and he was working late. As I said before, this whole thing went down around 11 p.m. on a Friday. So, of course, after working his ass off, homeboy, as a smoker, was ready for a smoke break. And when I tell you, this story is going to be kind of like that story of why you probably shouldn't smoke. He stepped into the elevator like he always did. The doors closed. He pressed his buttons, went for a ride. And before you know it, the elevator came to a complete stop between the 13th and 14th floor. This actually happened because of a power fluctuation problem that was going on throughout the building. And he was left alone in like silence and nobody knew that he was there. Now, of course, while this was going down, he was doing everything he could, to let people know that he was there. He tried using the emergency phone inside of the elevator, but, you know, that did not connect. In 1999, unfortunately, no cell phones. You know what I mean? It wasn't like it is now where you constantly have a computer in your pocket. Like, you can get some help. You know what I mean? But again, 1999. Also, stuck in an elevator with no cell phone. Ain't no TikTok. Ain't no Angry Birds. There's no, you know what I'm saying? No Toon Blast. There's no Solitaire. There's no Instagram. There's nothing. You were just stuck. Ugh. I don't know how we got by. I don't know. But it was glorious, actually. Oh, bring back the 90s. I miss the 90s. You know, when you think about it, the scariest part and him being stuck in that elevator and the only thing he could think about is how nobody knew that he was there, not knowing if anyone was ever going to find him. That is fucking terrifying. All right. At first, he was calm. He was like, okay, I'm sure somebody will notice that I'm here soon. I'll just press some buttons, try to call the emergency phone. Just relax. It'll probably just be a few hours, right? So he waited. And before you know it, hours passed. Then a day passed. And then another day passed. I know I'm telling this story and I know I've already done the research, but just like retelling it right now is like making me never want to ride elevators again. And that sucks because I have to ride one every day at work, because at my job, I have to take it to the 5th floor. There's nothing I can do. I have to, I'm not walking stairs every day. I probably should, but fuck that. another thing that we need to think about while he was stuck in this elevator is he didn't have any food. He had no water and no food. All he had was a pack of cigarettes and a little thing of Rolaids. That was it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but we need water to survive, right? Okay, that's what I thought too. Mm-hmm. He did manage to open up the elevator doors, but when he did, he was met with just a concrete wall. Like there was no, it wasn't kind of like, oh, I can see a little bit of the opening of the first floor. You know, it wasn't anything like that. Like he could not see anything but a concrete wall. So eventually he did have to relieve himself. And rather than doing it in the corner in the elevator, he didn't know how long he was going to be there. He peed literally onto the concrete wall, hoping that it would like drip all the way down. And somebody would be wondering, hey, why does the elevator shaft smell like urine? You know, but unfortunately that didn't happen. So he slept on the floor, of course, without water. He became very dehydrated. And by day two, his brain started like playing tricks on him, you know. And honestly, think about it. It's you, four walls, fluorescent lights that you cannot turn off, you know, and you have no way of knowing what time it is, you know, what day. Like you don't have, he didn't have a watch either. But imagine having all of that. You know, that is anxiety like hell. Of course his brain started playing tricks on him. He was seeing all kinds of shit. You know what? Honestly, if you want to get like, if you want to start hallucinating, you don't even need to do drugs, bro. You don't need to do acid. You don't need to do shrooms. Just lock yourself in the elevator for 41 hours. You'll see some shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is going to be the wild part, and it's going to piss you off a little bit, okay? All of this was recorded. Yeah, there were cameras inside of the elevator. There were cameras inside all the elevators. And I actually saw this footage, and it's kind of insane, crazy that there were people actually in the footage using the other elevators. There were maintenance workers repairing the other elevators, people walking around. Like you can see all of this on split screen footage in this video. And it's not hard to find. I saw it on YouTube. It really isn't hard to find. Just type in Nicholas White elevators. It'll pop right on up. In this footage, you see him pacing back and forth. You see him collapsing and opening and closing the doors. And the moment, the first time he opens a door and it reveals a concrete wall, you can just kind of see the hope like drain out of him. And honestly, it's kind of hard to watch. It really is. By the way, this was a live feed. All someone had to do was look at the cameras and see that he was in there. That was it. He screamed for help. He banged on the walls. He peed on the concrete. Like he did everything he could and no one heard a word. Nothing. Finally, on Friday at 4 p.m., he was finally noticed and they rescued him. We're talking about all this went down. It started on Friday night. We're talking about Sunday at 4 p.m. That's insane. I'm going to say this. This is going to make you mad as well. You'll never guess how they found him. Well, apparently a security guard finally saw him on the camera and used the intercom and asked if anybody was there. What the fuck? Like, did he think it was a prank or a still? Like, I don't. Yes, there's someone there. So he gets there. I mean, obviously, Nick is exhausted. He's dehydrated and kind of like on the delirious side because of everything that he's gone through. And then it gets worse. I know. It literally gets worse. Which is kind of hard to believe because this man has already been through enough as it is. I've never felt so bad for a white man in my life. Goodness. So later on, he finally does get back to, you know, to his desk at work, I guess to get his stuff or whatever. And he finds a passive aggressive note that is left by his fellow co-workers and they just assumed that he had just skipped out of work and left early for the night and left them to do all the work. That was their assumption. So not only was this man trying, like fighting for his life in a building where everyone was, but he comes back to a passive aggressive ass note blaming him for skipping out. Now, listen, I know that his coworkers had no way of knowing that he was stuck in the elevator for 41 hours. I get that. But at the same time, fuck them. You know? So he was quoted on ABC News. And the quote was, a person left me a note about all the problems that occurred while I was playing hooky from the job. I hope they felt like an idiot. I hope they did. Mm-hmm. So he did survive. Nick did survive. You know, and understandably, he sued the fuck at this building. Sued the fuck out of them. Out of the building management company for negligence, and I believe also the security company as well. So I hear that he actually sued for $25 million, which apparently works out to about $600,000 per hour that he spent inside of that elevator, which honestly sounds fair as fuck to me. The fuck? Check, please. You pay for it. The case was settled out of court, and it was reported that they gave him something in the low six figures, like likely something between $100,000 and $250,000. But I haven't been able to find the exact amount that they actually coughed up. Not only did he not get anywhere near what he asked for, but he had to fight this building company, this management company, in court for four fucking years. Homeboy could not go back to work at Business Week because that's like he was trapped in an elevator for a long time. I would not want to go back either. He ended up losing his apartment. He struggled with unemployment. Like, it was a lot. I mean, would you want to go back to the building that tried to kill you? No. The fuck? I don't know if they have workers' comp for being stuck in an elevator for dehydrating almost to death. I don't know if that's in their clauses. It's not just about being trapped. It's about being forgotten in like plain sight. Ah, what a lovely experience that must have been. I'm being facetious, clearly. Now, if you're wondering, does he still use elevators? Absolutely. This is a quote. This is actually a quote from him on abcnews.com. He says, and I quote, "Living in Manhattan, I'd be seriously limiting my life if I didn't take elevators," which is fair. Which is fair. A lot of those buildings keep building up and nobody's walking up 25 flights of stairs if they can help it. You know what I mean? The way I see it, he didn't sue enough people. Oh my God, the loopholes that I would have found. Get up on out of here. I would sue the individual creators of every mechanical piece in that elevator. Anyone who had a patent, I would sue them. Sure the fuck would. I would have sued the company who built the building, the company that cleans the windows, because that's attached to the building as far as I'm concerned. Everyone who walked not just past the elevator, but the damn building. I would have sued somebody walking by on the sidewalk. I would have sued them. Uh-huh. I would have sued the building owner's mother. Because, you know, she gave birth to this person. You know, she gave birth to this asshole. I want my money. I'm suing the insects that somehow got in the building and didn't help me. I'm getting my damn money, fam. You gonna pay me. You gonna pay me. So, yeah, that happened. That's something that occurred. 41 hours. Trapped in an elevator. Oof. I would definitely wish that on my worst enemies. All right, guys, it's time to tell me something good with my This Just In, Something Didn't Go to Hell segment. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so this amazing, beautiful news is coming from the Instagram page at Who is Jordan Jackson? Now, they got themselves a blue check mark. Good for them. Here's the thing. I actually am a fan of Little Caesars pizza. I actually grew up eating them. And over the years, they have gotten better. They're using better ingredients now. And you're getting like really good prices. They got their ready hot pepperoni pizza for $5. Hell yeah. And every now and then, Little Caesars will come out with some good ass shit. Bacon crust pizza. Get the fuck out of here. Okay? Little Caesars is prime. Love it. Anyways, here's the thing. Little Caesars is also apparently known for being super, super kind to the unhoused community, if you will. It says here that Little Caesars actually put out a note after catching a homeless man eating from the garbage. Now, I know what you're thinking. What did this note say? Were they being dicks? Actually, no, they weren't. So the note actually said, "To the person going through our trash for their next meal, you're a human being and worth more than a meal from a dumpster. Please come in during operating hours for a couple of slices of hot pizza and a cup of water at no charge, no questions asked." First of all, love that. Love that so much. There are companies in this world that will throw food away that they don't sell. It hasn't gone bad. It's perfectly fine for others to eat, but they will throw it away. Sometimes they will pour things on it so that the homeless can't get to it or so the animals can't get to it. I think I remember sharing a story with you guys a while back on the pod about how I used to work for Spencer's Gifts. And at one point, they wanted us to destroy all of the things that they weren't selling. so that the employees and no one else could take anything home for free, rather than just give that shit away to a charity or to the unhoused or even just to their employees. They're like, nah, fuck it. I want y'all to take this box cutter and destroy it so nobody can have it. I do not understand that level of thinking. And I feel like that's only done in America. Now, I could be wrong, but fucking our history ain't great and our current isn't that great either. And it's just very frustrating. And I, first of all, I applaud Little Caesars for responding the way that they did. I think that is dope as shit. You know what? I have not given my flowers to an entire chain that doesn't really need anything from me, but Little Caesars Pizza, here are your flowers. Listen, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's smoking can kill you in more than one ways, man. Hashtag dare. Professionally silly life rules. Oh my God. Do you guys remember dare? Do you remember that? Holy crap. I don't remember what dare actually stood for. Like, was it short drugs against rare eateries? I don't know. I just knew the drugs were bad. You know, I want to go ahead and shout out my listeners because you guys are fucking titties. You are amazing. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. You guys know this, man. Thank you so much for chilling with me every week on the pod. As you know, I am going through different changes of the studio to figure out what looks better in video form. I've got a new camera coming soon. I'm changing up the lighting a little bit. I'm trying something new. So if you're watching this on YouTube, just know that I am visually trying to seduce you. So yeah. If you're listening to this on the podcast, I just flashed the camera. So you got to go to YouTube to check that out. If you want to see saggy boobies, that's a free place to check that out. Make sure you guys are subscribed to this podcast on whatever platform that you are using to listen. And also, please do me a favor and leave me a 5-star and a written review. That would be amazing. I have a goal in my mind of reviews that I want to reach, and I'm not there yet. I'm hoping to get over 200 views. Hopefully by the end of spring. I don't see that happening, but there's a good chance. So if you have not left the review, especially on Apple Podcasts and you're listening there, please, please 5 stars and say something nice like, ooh, her titties aren't as saggy as she thinks. You know, something nice like that. That'd be nice. If you want some advice or you want to write me, my email address is itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I have a Google Voice number as well. 805-664-1828. Speaking of which, I actually have an email that I wanted to share with you guys. This is an email from Monica, and it says here, "Hello, Amber. Good luck on Thursday for your live podcast. This is Monica again, your Indiana listener. I so wish that I could attend in person. I enjoy listening to your show weekly, and I am still catching up on past episodes. Your show has brought me so many laughs and tears, and I truly appreciate you." Aw. I listened to last week's episode today and wanted to share a funny story with you. When I was young, my mom worked at a bakery in the mornings, so my dad was in charge of getting my sister and me dressed for school. Well, one morning, my dad could not find elastic hair ties for ponytails. So he went out to the garage and used plastic wire ties to do our hair that day. I still remember the look on my teacher's face when she saw my hair. She took out the wire ties and put in rubber bands, thankfully. Oh, also, here's a fun fact that you may already know. Lobsters pee out of a gland by their eye. No, I did not know that. Thank you for the random facts. See, now you need a podcast now. Girl, go ahead. She goes on to say, "Again, best of luck this week. And your friend's mom was right. Your mom is looking out." Oh, she's about to make me cry. Ah, damn it. "Your mom is looking out for you and whispering in God's ear. Please also remember that you deserve all the good things. Please remember that you deserve all the good that is coming your way due to the effort and work that you have put in it. You have earned the stage that you will get set on Thursday, March 20th, 2026. And let that beautiful smile shine. Till next time." Girl, got me over here crying like a baby. And it was on March 19th. Got the wrong date. God, no. I'm such a dick. I was actually trying my best to like stop crying. So I was like, be a dick. That'll make you stop. Monica, thank you so much for reaching out to me and emailing me. You said such beautifully kind things. I really appreciate it. And I'm really glad that my podcast can make you laugh and feel good. And that means the world to me, because I think that's like one of the reasons why I create content is because it's my way of like sharing my moments with other people. I don't have any siblings. You know, my dad is getting older. I don't have, you know, any children. I don't have a spouse. I have you guys. So I share me with you. You know, you guys are my spouses and stuff. You guys are my kids and my pets and my neighbor and my coworkers and all the things that like exist in the world. So thank you so much for writing me, Monica. I appreciate that. And I look forward to the next email. You were so kind. So you know what? This episode is for my homegirl, my new homegirl, Monica. Thank you so much for listening. All right. So this is your first time listening to this podcast. I hope that you decide to come on back and join in on all the silly, because there is more silly headed your way. And if you haven't heard my past episodes, they do stand the test of time. Mind you, there may not be, there is definitely not a video for every podcast episode I've ever done. I have over 300 podcast episodes, I think over 400 podcast episodes, and the audio was not always great. So you can grow with me and listen to those, you know, roll a fat blunt or, you know, get you a stiff drink and laugh at my past failures. I've included my link tree down below in the description box / show notes. So if you want to follow me on my social medias, that is there. My TikTok, which is Amber Smiles Jones. My Instagram, which is True Smiles Jones. True is spelled without the E, and everything else is spelled correctly. True Smiles Jones. And I have another YouTube channel called Paranormal Blacktivity, which, by the way, I have something in the works, some research that I'm working on for another Paranormal Blacktivity video, as well as podcast episodes. So something is coming soon. Also, guys, if you are interested, I am on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. I could use the money. If you're living here in this world, in America especially, you know, we hurting. So if you could just slide me some money, I'll make you any kind of video you want. Well, within reason. And apparently, I have a lot of listeners in Singapore. Shout out to my Singaporean listeners. Is that a thing? As well as Australia, the UK, Thailand, Canada. What's up? Even some folks listening in South Africa. Tell Olivia Dean I said what's up. Yeah. Once again, I'm your Audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. You know, if you're over 30 years old, you are technically older than every single dog currently living on this earth. Anyways, enjoy that random ass thought. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.